Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Sam Gregg, and I am the president of the Philadelphia Society for the year 2019-2020. I'm following in the very capable footsteps of Chris Long. But I should also mention that there are no less than 11 former presidents of your society here this evening. Now, in other settings, you could probably say the same thing about Italian prime ministers, Argentine ministers of finance, or leaders of the Tory party. But in the Philadelphia Society's case, it's reflective of their great dedication and ongoing commitment to the society long after their terms of office. So I'd be very grateful if all former presidents could stand and be recognized. I'm also happy that there are so many members here tonight, and I want to extend a welcome also to the many guests who are here this evening. I hope you will enjoy your time with us. The broad topic of our meeting, of course, is populism, markets, and political economy. And I think it's fair to say that represented in the room tonight are many people with very different views on these subjects. For as we all know, the right, as I'll broadly call it, is in one of those phases of deep internal debate on issues ranging from foreign policy to walls and wars. There's many reasons for these divisions, which are real, and many of them reflect deeper philosophical disagreements, which are also real. And one area in which these disputes are manifesting themselves today, of course, is in the realm of political economy. Some of the sharpest, but I would argue some of the most interesting political debates in America and elsewhere today concern subjects like trade, economic nationalism, the state's role in the economy, the nature and limits of markets, immigration, industrial policy, the economic dimension of foreign policy, economic populism, crony capitalism, and now woke capitalism. What's also fascinating is that the locus of these debates is very much to be found on the right, with classical liberals, traditionalists, modern conservatives, and libertarians rigorously and occasionally furiously arguing about these particular topics. What were once assumed to be consensus positions about questions of political economy can no longer be assumed to be the consensus. And this is where, in my view, the Philadelphia Society most comes into its own, for the Philadelphia Society doesn't have an agenda in the sense of trying to establish consensus where it doesn't exist. As its bylaws state, the Philadelphia Society exists, quote, to sponsor the interchange of ideas through discussion and writing in the interests of deepening the intellectual foundations of a free and ordered society and of broadening the understanding of its basic principles and traditions. In pursuit of this end, we shall seek understanding, not conformity, end quote. So it's my hope that as we reflect upon, and I'm sure we'll debate topics like immigration, populism, cronyism, trade, and America's place in the world tomorrow, we'll give real effect to realizing that end, the pursuit of understanding in the pursuit of truth. But one thing I do hope, however, there will be firm, if not unanimous, agreement upon is that the pursuit of understanding and truth cannot be done for free. So I would like to thank all our donors for their support, especially including those members who have joined our President's Club and Commodore's Circle. These donations are critical for sustaining your society and helps keep our meeting registration costs as low as they are. I also want to thank the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and the Heritage Foundation for their support of fellowships for this meeting. We have awarded 18 Philadelphia Society fellowships, primarily to graduate students and young professionals, to support attendance at this meeting. In addition, we're pleased to welcome 5 student fellows sponsored by Hillsdale College, as well as 9 student interns hosted by Morton Back Blackwell and the Leadership Institute. I would ask at this point all fellowship attendees and student guests to please stand. And I'd ask the members, please take time to get to know and speak to these young people. Lastly, I want to thank the Liberty Fund for its generous hosting and sponsorship of the film screening and reception that will be held after the last session tomorrow.